Okay, part one. This is when I'm talking about beliefs. What I have found is that there tends to be, and this is kind of a generalization, grouping people together, but what I found as my time studying all of this stuff is that there's two groups of people that seem to be operating from two different places in life. Again, I'm generalizing for the sake of this learning. So the first place being this place where things always seem to work out for people. So there's this first group, and in this first group, it's like these people just have like really good attitudes, good personalities, and they just have this belief in life that things kind of work out, right? And then there's this other group of people, and that group also seems to operate from a place of love, joy, upliftment, peace, kindness, and excitement. They kind of look at the positive, like the glass is half full versus half empty. And then the other group, what I've noticed, kind of seems to focus and operate more from a place of fear, judgment, blame, defensiveness, complaining, criticizing, and like giving lots of opinions and complaining, that sort of thing. And how we operate, or at least what I found for myself, depends on our personal beliefs. So our beliefs drive our thoughts, and what sorts of things and the things that run through our head all day long and are the things that ultimately drive our actions. So the beliefs, those beliefs that we have in our head all day long, or the lack of beliefs that we don't have, either way, it seems to be creating our life. I spent a good majority of my life in the space of fear, judgment, blame, which basically left me feeling awful, hopeless, sad, angry, and incredibly resentful at the end of my days. I was certainly stuck in the belief that my life would be better if, and then go ahead and just fill in the blank. I was truly under the belief that my dad left us, my sister and I, at such a young age, and that I was totally screwed without having a dad. I blamed him for everything. I blamed him for leaving, and I truly believed that it was his fault that my sister and I had to live with an awful and abusive stepfather. Or my mom's boyfriend, basically, for 10 plus years, who was very abusive, and who she ended up having two sons with. I basically feared for my mom's life on a regular basis, and it was just very frightening for me as a child. It was a lot for a little girl to witness my stepfather, you know, bruising up my mom's body, eyes, and face, and physically throwing her across the room while she begged him to stop. So these are, you know, I hated him and I hated my life and I hated my home life and my situation. And that was just a little bit of what I had to deal with at, you know, a young age of starting at about 5 or 6 years old and on up into a teenager. So the bottom line is that for the most part, because I dealt with so much trauma as a kid, I had a belief that developed that said it's my dad's fault or it's my stepdad's fault or it's my mom's fault. It was just always somebody's fault for my own misery. So basically, I just grew up really truly believing that all this bad stuff that I saw in my life and all this bad stuff that I saw happening must have been somebody's fault. And I learned on a very young age that blame was the default place to go. It gave me some kind of a voice. It seemed like the only thing that gave me any sort of relief. The problem is that it's temporary relief in the moment, but I don't think it's true relief because I've never felt peace, you know? So using this blame technique, and yeah, I get it. I was 14 years old, a teenager, and all that stuff, but still, it just, I didn't have any other way of expressing how I felt, and it came off as a constant complaint or constantly complaining during those years. And it really did come from a place of fear. I was completely, totally scared every day for my mom's life. And so that's kind of all I could see. And also being concerned for my little sister. I have a sister who's 2 years younger than me. But it seemed like my nervous system was constantly on the blink, and I was constantly in a state of fight or flight. And it was interesting because I realized I would either have to leave or I would feel frozen. But all the trauma left me feeling with this, like a feeling of being completely freaked out in my body all the time. Especially because my stepfather would threaten my mom's life. And so it was like this constant feeling of being on eggshells, because I would leave the house and not knowing how bad my mom's next beating would be and whether or not she would be alive when I came home, or if I'd walk in one day to find her, you know, beaten dead by my stepfather. So these are the things that occupied my mind and my life and my body for so long. And it was a lot for me to handle as a kid. And I still work on this stuff today as an adult, because I knew one thing, and my stepfather used to drink. So the more that my stepfather would drink, the more violent he would become. And it just negatively affected me as a child. So it's no wonder, like, as a child, I ended up getting Epstein-Barr, which is, from what I understand, the result of a weakened immune system. But I was super angry. My whole childhood, I was so angry. And I was had all this pent-up energy as a result. And I had all this pent-up energy that was actually creating, further developing my beliefs and my behaviors. So I started creating belief patterns and behavioral patterns that included blaming, shaming, complaining, criticizing, being defensive and angry. And so it felt like I was just in this constant state of anger. And then I had my grandmother and other family members just telling me to go to church and pray. And so that just didn't help me. If anything, it